joined now by Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. Take a look at these numbers. A nice rally this morning in the soy complex. Wayne, what's happening there?
Well, you know, we've got some talk of technical bounce in beans. We broke through the 50-day moving average there this morning. We continued to move on up, and then we broke through that critical $9 mark, which, of course, was a very strong resistance. And we're up testing this, you know, 902, 905 area, which where we went to the last time around. It could be a little bit more due to harvest coming to an end and a need for the to fill the pipeline, because I think the farmers have been pretty stubborn sellers here, and the commercials would definitely like to have their hands on a little more beans before they get totally shut behind bin doors.
Yeah, so soybeans that are sitting in the elevators bins just waiting to be priced at this point, you think farmers should take this rally and use it as an advantageous for them?
I think that, you know, this is something definitely to look at. The basis levels are good. They're going to be able to get over $9 for their beans. You know, I think much above 925 for a little while is going to be hard to come by. So, you know, with the basis level we're looking at, why pricing a few of them isn't going to be a bad idea.
Yeah, so on the other flip side of that, we're at the beginning of the planting season in South America. CONAB and USDA both on Friday during both their sets of reports Friday said 100 million metric tons out of Brazil. That's a record on a record-setting acreage per planting, although Argentina offset that a little bit. So we're looking about the same, I guess, this year in total as we did last year. That weighs on the market at some point, I would think.
It does. You know, fortunately for the market's sake, we've seen a little bit of dry weather. The wet season hasn't begun early yet. You know, as all comes along and we, if we do see that actual acreage planted and doing down there, it's going to weigh heavily on the world bean supplies like that. But a lot of reports about El Nino being out there. I know we saw two or three special reports about that and the dryness it's causing in Southeast Asia and the former Soviet Union. So that's helping keep a little bit of fire under things.
Speaking of which, wheat in Australia is in trouble. You mentioned Ukraine and Russia, where the wheat crop has been under serious, and they were, of course, in the Northern Hemisphere, and they'd be in their sowing season, though I think they got most of it in. They had to put a lot of it in really dry ground. Is wheat potential to lead this market at some point?
You know, if the dry weather stays there, of course it is. Now, if they get the rains, they come along. You know, as planting in dry dirt and wheat, as long as it gets rains later, is really a good thing. So, but I mean, we're going to take a look and see. But we are pretty much awash in wheat in the world, so it's going to be hard for it to lead things out of here. But the weather causes strange things.
Crop progress reports are due out this afternoon. Any expectations?
Well, I think we're going to look on the about 43% and 63% harvested on the corn and the beans, and if we see much more than that. But I think as we're winding and get over that 60% mark and stuff, why, then it's whether there's room to hold it or not, and whether the basis levels increase or go down. And the way it's looking here in the east, the basis levels are going to stay very strong. Now, west, I imagine they'll widen out.
To the south and to the west of Champaign, they are wrapping up very quickly the complete harvest in this fall season. How about in your area?
You know, we're going to have a lot of people that will finish up late this week, late next week. I think in the next 10 days, we're going to see most of the crops out of the field in our area. They're just moving along fast. The weather's been perfect. There hasn't been lines at elevators, or else they've been going to their own bins. So, you know, Indiana with a little less production than the Illinois, a lot of the Illinois and Iowa areas has moved along tremendously fast.
Do you suppose the corn can rally shortly along with the soybeans? It's not really doing a lot this morning.
Look, we're unwinding the long corn, short bean spreads, which is not helping the corn at all. But I think that a lot of the guys are sort of thinking that we're still sort of stuck in the $3.60 to $4 trading range on the corn here for a little while until we see something different happen.
All right. Anything out of the livestock for the day that we had to discuss?
You know, well, we saw some real rebounds in the cash trade in the livestock over the last couple days. And, you know, we're looking for sort of a mixed trade day and settle down, because I think a lot will wait till the end of the week before we see much cash trade.
Okay. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
That, of course, is Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Joined us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report. A quick review of the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at this hour. Futures from the CME Group in the livestock. Live cattle futures at 132.40 are up 47.5 cents. Feeder cattle down a nickel at 189.32.5. And lean hogs are 35 higher at $74.65. Corn futures are about a half higher across the board. December at 381.25. December of next year at 407. It's actually up a penny now, in July of next year at 404. That's up 3/4. Soy complex at 902.75 in the November, 15.5 cents higher. It's been as high as $9.04 for the morning. July futures at 920, up 13.75. And November beans of next year at 906.25, up 11.25. Wheat futures in the soft red are 3.75 higher in the nearby December. That's at 510.5. July at 527.25, up 4. And the hard red July, 5.5 higher at $5.37.75. A couple of items to talk about yet this morning. First, thank you to all those who pledged their financial support to willag.org, to WILL, and the AM and radio TV stations as well. We appreciate that. Last week, we raised nearly, just a bit more than $70,000, and we thank you so much for making those pledges of support. If you haven't done so, you can always do that at willag.org or willpledge.org, either one. Up at the top of the page, you'll see a little button that says donate. The other thing is, if you go to willag.org, you can buy your tickets right now, starting today, actually yesterday, for our Farm Assets Conference. We put this together. It's a really good one, our second annual. This is a premier event for willag.org. You can find all the details at willag.org. There's a link to a brand new website I put together last night called Farm Assets Conference. This is the 24th day of November. That's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving, so the same week as Thanksgiving. It's just $30 in normal Illinois. It's a really good conference. We're going to go through big data, what that really is, what it means. The vice president of Climate Ag Services, which otherwise is known as Climate Corp, owned by Monsanto Group now, will be there to talk about big data and how you're unlocking some of the value in that. We'll put the screws to him just a little bit and to see really what happens with that data. That's an important thing for farmers, as all of those GPS units and sensors that are on your combines and planters really do collect an inordinate amount of data about your field level. And it can come back to you. What value does it have, and how do they aggregate it, and where does it go? So we'll talk about that at this conference. The farm management side, of course, with the revenue and the cost and the outlook. Gary Schnitke will be there. We'll talk about the value of farmland. And Bruce Sherrick from TIA CREF, the Center for Farmland Investment, which is right here on this campus. It's in the College of ACES, the Agricultural College. We'll look at that. We'll do runoff and regulation with the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy. That one probably you need to really pay attention to, especially as it refers to your tile lines and what nutrients are running out of that, what kinds of things farmers can, should be doing voluntarily, and what might happen on the regulatory side, policy issues, if that does not take place. And then, of course, the mainstay, the thing you come to watch, the commodity outlook panels. We'll have a corn panel and a soybean panel. That's the Farm Assets Conference. It is the 24th day of November. That's a Tuesday. You can get your tickets now in two ways. Go to willag.org or to farmassetsconference.com if you can really remember that. But there's a link from one to the other. And buy your tickets online. They're just $30, or you can call 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065.